We are learning Mesechtes Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We are starting from the first wide line, in the middle of that line, Tanu Rabbanan, two dots. Tanu Rabbanan, Hoylech Le'astadinim V'Lekarkoim. If someone goes to the stadium with the gladiators, with the bullfighting, V'Lekarkoim, which is where the Goyim laid siege on cities, they used to have a big party there. U'Rosham Es Hanachashim v'sachabarim. These are the menachshim v'machashim. He sees there the kishuv machis and the chabarim, or the bukyon, the mukyon, the mulim, velulim, belurim, shlagurim. This is like a different type of clowns, and the Roman clowns. Harezem moishiv leitzim. You're not allowed to be in such a place. Ba'aleim akos v'aymer. Beginning of Tehillim. Ma'ashri yish. Asheloi holach ba'atzas v'sham. V'derachatam loy omad. V'moishiv leitzim v'yoshav. Should not go. Why? Kim b'tayris Hashem chevtzoy v'siros yagamim v'loyla. Holamarta shadvar ma'alolu mevirim es ha'odom l'day bitl tayra. These things bring a person to bitl tayra. And the Mashal explains that you would say maybe, you know, it's very healthy to laugh. So it's very important to go to this chayk because it's good for you. And so Dr. Mashal, so someone would say, v'shesh v'adin lach loik shen yoni l'tzonis elu shen niskar yes v'am divri chachma b'mashal v'alitzos k'may shikaros m'ash leitzim l'kamon tachbulois. And this says gam samchim l'vavois v'nefoshois hadoyagim. You know, that's very good for depression. He says, no. The best antidote for depression actually is Torah, is learning Torah. And this brings you to the day of Torah, and therefore you should not be busy with this Moshe Leitzim. That's your kasha. It says in a braisa, you're allowed to go to Astadinim. Why? Because you could scream and save the Yid from getting killed by the bull. Because if they laid siege on a Medina, you could try to save some from Medina. You should not be mechazik them and help them out in the siege. If you did that, also then it's also. So kasha, tzadinim, tzadinim, kasha, karkam, karkam. There's a steer of the tzadinim, tzadinim, kasha, karkam, karkam. So more like this. Bishlam karkam karkam kasha. Bishlam karkam karkam. It's not shver. Kam mischashu v'moem. Kam mishayim mischashu v'moem. That's not shver. Like the Brisa himself says, it's not a stira, because one's talking about a case where you're being mechazik the goy and helping them, and one's a case where you're not being mechazik the goy. So that's when it's not mechazik, when you're mechazik the goy, you're not allowed to do it. When you're not being mechazik, then you're all allowed to be there. Elat tzadinim tzadinim. It's kasha stira. So the Gemara tanoi. As long as tanoi. Tanoim to the Brisa. Ain't holkum asdinim meresh leitzim. Now I go to asdinim because it's meresh leitzim. But also matter for two reasons. Meresh nei dvarim. Echad meresh tzveach amatzel. He could scream and save the person getting killed. The echad mepneisha made edus isha la'asiya. He could say edus if this person gets killed. He'll say edus and then she won't be aguna. And therefore it's important for some yidin to be there. But it's machlokes tanoim if you're allowed to go or not. And even if you're allowed to go, it's only for a certain reason, obviously, because you could save the person or you could be edus. Should not go to different stadiums. Why not? Because there they collect money and they gather money and they decide decisions for the avodah zarah. Zibul says, "Losh yis beleini issues. Losh of zvulun in the chaniya shalchibur vasifa. Get together. They get together as a group to decide things." So either way, either Tana holds that it's awesome. My benai, what's the difference? What's the nafkemina lahalacha between two Tanoim? They both hold it's awesome. Amram chanina, mesura, nosam, nosam, go now. The nafkemina is, what's halacha b'di'eved? If b'di'eved, it's awesome if you did anything with them, any business with them, is it awesome b'di'eved? If it's a place, so there, for sure they have money from Avodah Zarah, you can't do any business with them if you do it, it's Aser. But according to Rabbanan, that's only a Chshad, Leitzonos, or Chshad Avodah Zarah, but the Eved, they did not Aser any business done there, because there it's not for sure that it's Avodah Zarah. Darash Shem and Pazi, what's behind the Pazi? It says like this, Asher Asher Yish Leholach Batash V'Sham, V'derech Atom Le'omad, V'moish Leitz V'Yoshav. So the problem is like this: if he never went by Tzas Hashem, Heichan Omad, why would he be standing there? Achash Loi Omad, Heichan Yoshav, why would he be sitting there? Achash Loi Yoshav, Heichan Lots. El Loi Malach is teaching you Shem Halach Soifir Lamed. If he went, Soifir Lamed. If you went, what's going to happen is, he first goes temporarily, land up staying there. Let's land up staying there. So he'll become a late himself. If you learn Torah, if you have Chachma, it'll be for you. If you are a late, then you yourself will carry the Yisurim. Omar Rabbalah, Zakom Asloitzis, anyone who's late, Yisurim Ba'amalav. Shinam of Ata Ata Sloitzu, Pendiyachskum, you'll get a lot of Yisurim. Omar Rabbalah, Rabbalah, Matusim, Be'in Amanako, I'm begging you, Be'in Amanako, Loisloitzu, don't be a late. The late will have Yisurim, shouldn't get Yisurim. Now, what's Pshat? A late gets Yisurim. So, Masil Sharon, Parakas, is a Maridik of Pshat. He says that if someone hears Musar, and he doesn't scoff it away, and he listens, that alone is Yisurim. It hurts. He thinks, oh, he did something bad, and it bothers him. But if you don't get the message, and someone just laughs it off, someone gives a gun to Musa, you say, ah, it's so very funny, he makes some joke about it, and the whole thing is a joke. So Hashem will say, you know what? Shmoozes don't work, I have to give you Yisurim, that's all. I have to give you Yisurim, possibly to wake you up. If the Musa was not working out, you have to someone wake a person up with Yisurim. So that's why a late will get Yisurim. He's Moisan of Yisurim. That's why the Rabbanan said, please listen to the Shmoozes, don't make a joke out of it, they shouldn't have Yisurim. So this is even more important to a lot of people. The school of Panusim, that if someone is misloitzim, that Hashem pulls the hand. But for loitzim, Hashem pulls his hand back if you're late. It says in the pasuk, Zayd Yoher late Shemoi. First took Gehenim. Shnama Yoim Evra Hayem Ahu. Vein Evra Gehenim. Shnamar Vayoim Evra Hayem Ahu. Am Rabbi Yishia call Mesiaher. Anyone who's a hoardy, a big shot, if we had him. Shnama Zayd Yar Leit Shmoy. Oisab Evra Zod Vayem Evra Gehenim. Shnama Yoim Evra Hayem Ahu. So we see this idea that either late, both are in the pasuk. Zayd Yahir, Yahir, and late are both in the pasuk. If someone does that, he'll end up a Gehenim Chas Hashem. Anyone who is misloitzitz, he causes the world to be destroyed. You have a lot of yisurim, and also it will be destroyed. It starts with yisurim, ends off with kliya. Praiseworthy, the person does not go to the different stadiums of the goy. It's also a place where they have a show, like a circus of different animals. He doesn't sit betachbulois where they plant things. Okay, I won't go to stadiums. I won't go to the circus. So I'll sleep. It's good. I might be even in the surah, I might be sleeping. You should be busy with Torah morning and night. That's what you should be doing. So first of all, there's the sur mira. Don't go to the tartis. Then there's asay toiv uvesayrosa yega yoimam v'loila. One more gemara. Omer avshum v'art nachmein av yonisim. Ashri ish shloy holach ba'atzas v'shoim. That's referring to on top of your testament. Alvza avram avinu. Shloy holach ba'atzas anche dar aflaga. Shor v'shoim ayu. That's your shom. Says, he didn't go ba'atzas v'shoim. Shodem ahava nivna lonu ir. They were shom. And Avram Avinu did not go in that. And Rashi brings from the Seder Olam, Avram Avinu was alive in the time of Adar HaFlaga. Because it says it was the end of the days of Peleg. And Peleg was 109, when Peleg was 191, that's when Avram Avinu was born. And he lived even a few years after that. So Avram Avinu was around in the time of Adar HaFlaga. You're not going by Tzatz Anshu Adar HaFlaga. And that's what the pasuk is referring to when it says, Ashri Yesh Shloya Halak Batzatz Vasham. With Derech Atom Le'amad, who's that referring to? Le'amad Midas Sedoim. That Avram Avinu did not participate in the Averis of Sedoim. Derech Atom Le'amad. Shechatom Hoyu. Shnev Anshu Sedoim Ro'am V'chatom. L'Hashem V'yoyt. U'meshleitz M'yoshav. Shle'yoshav V'moshav Anshu Plishtim. Did not sit together with the Anshu Plishtim. V'nishleitzonim Hoyu. They were Litzonim Shnevar. It says in the Pasuk, in regards to Shimshin, we see about the Plishtim, they were Litzonim. V'yikatov L'chem. V'yoyimru Kiru L'Shimshin. V'yishak Lonu. So you see, they were they were litzanim, and this is the three things. This sukkah, this pasuk is referring to the three things about Avinu. First, it wasn't part of the atzas adar aflaga. It wasn't part of the amidas doim, and it was not part of the moishiv leitzim of the plishtim.